The United States of America has long been touted as a nation of immigrants. This phrase is often used to describe how our country is mostly made up of citizens who are not native to this land, meaning that they or their ancestors arrived here as immigrants. Maybe you've heard this phrase used before in political speeches or overheard it in conversations between friends and family. You may have even read it in books. The phrase became popular back in 1958 when John F. Kennedy, then a senator from Massachusetts, who could trace his family roots to Ireland, published an essay that later became a book with the same title, A Nation of Immigrants. In his book, Kennedy argued that the United States is at its best when it remains a safe haven for immigrants and refugees. It may or may not come as a surprise to you to learn that when he published the book, this was an unpopular argument to make. And to many people today, that argument is still unpopular. Ultimately, Kennedy's book was a success, and it would help pave the way for the senator to become the 35th president of the United States in 1961. Though he was assassinated in November 1963, A Nation of Immigrants would help lay the foundation for the Immigration and Nationality Act, INA, of 1965, which aimed to remove discrimination in the United States' immigration policy. But, as you'll soon learn, despite the Act's ambitious intentions, it did not effectively end discrimination against immigrants, even today. Beyond Kennedy's proclamation of America as a nation of immigrants, there have been other words and phrases used in an attempt to describe the vast population of peoples living in the United States. Phrases like melting pot and patchwork quilt, for example. Regardless of which phrases you may have heard, each implies a similar sense of the joining together of different ingredients or threads to make a more unified whole. The way all of America's inhabitants, with their different cultural and social habits, contribute to a greater, stronger, and richer American fabric. Consider our country's name, the United States of America. 50 states that are stronger together than separated. In 1776, when the original 13 colonies joined together, declaring their independence from British rule, each colony and its people, most of them immigrants from Great Britain or their direct descendants, came together as one. But words are powerful, complicated, and at times insufficient. Ask yourself this: does the phrase "a nation of immigrants" speak to each one of America's 332 million residents? Do Native Americans, the indigenous people of this land, consider themselves included? What about today's descendants of enslaved Africans who were kidnapped from their homelands beginning in the 1600s and brought to this land against their will? The answers to these questions are complicated, just like the issue of immigration and its processes. Some of the stories in this book will undoubtedly portray uncomfortable and difficult situations, or as some historians, like Hassan Kwame Jeffries, call it, hard history. Hard history is made up of the stories that are often left out of textbooks. That's because much of history is written through a selective nostalgic lens, meaning that it focuses only on the good parts while ignoring the bad parts. Take the very founding of our country, for example. You probably learned that Christopher Columbus discovered America in 1492, and for that feat, he is a hero. While Columbus's role in the shaping of the Americas and the world was surely monumental, the full history of his story is one filled with colonization and genocide, the deliberate destruction of a group of people. In this case, the indigenous people of the land we today call America. When considering this fuller context, it's more complicated to call Columbus a hero, isn't it? This is hard history. In this book, we will not shy away from this hard history. In fact, we will confront the legacies of violence, hatred, bigotry, white supremacy, oppression, and systemic racism head on so we can better understand how we might combat them. These histories will touch on stories from people who can trace their lineages to all over the globe, and perhaps they will echo or represent stories from your own lineage. We will spend time looking at the early settlers from Germany, Ireland, and Italy, who were not as warmly welcomed as you might think. We'll learn about the importance and power of words surrounding the current immigration debate. For example, how the word immigrant is different than the word refugee. We'll also look at the history of our fluid and oft-changing borderlands and learn about the people from the global south who seek to cross our borders today. And we'll hear immigrant stories from East Asia, Southeast Asia, and South Asia, and learn about how the American Civil Rights Movement helped pave the way for their welcoming. There is so much more ground to cover on the topic of immigration in America than we have the pages for, but our hope is that you end this book with more context about how our history informs the present moment.